At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Friday! Time for everyone's favorite game, Can't Beat Breezy! We are looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to... Alright, no, what are we giving away? No tickets! Crew neck! PXY swag!
Our promotions girl is literally clenching her you-know-what.
85 for the high today. It is a beautiful start. Thanks for kicking the weekend off with us. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
It's Rachel.
Rachel from where?
Gates.
We're so happy you called because you're color 8! Rachel from Gates, you are going head to head with our girl Breezy this Friday morning. So before we get started, talk some trash. Go ahead. I'll give you the stage.
You know what? You should be shaking in your boots, Breezy. You should be shaking.
I'm quaking. I'm absolutely quaking.
As Rach, you should be.
Have you seen the mountain lion yet?
Yeah, I'm a little scared. Think I heard him.
Oh my god! I thought I heard him when you picked up the phone too.
Breezy's not even wearing shoes.
A little rawr.
Yeah. Rawr.
All right.
All right.
Get that out of the way.
See ya.
Here we go. Bye. Okay, Rach, Breezy's leaving the room. The rules are very simple this morning. You got 5 seconds to answer each question. If you tie with our girl Breezy, you automatically get the win. So far, her record right now is 17 wins in 31 losses. So, yeah, the odds are in favor. Question number one, Rachel from Gates. Jim Henson is the creator of what beloved cast of characters? Jim Henson.
Oh, my God.
He created what beloved cast of characters?
SpongeBob?
Going with SpongeBob. All right, question number two. I'm locking you in for SpongeBob. Question number two, Rachel, what movie is this famous quote from? Wax on, wax off.
Oh, my God, I know this.
I know you know this. Come on. Give me your best answer, Rachel. We believe in you.
I literally can't think of anything.
I'll give you a hint.
Back to the Future, that's all I could think of.
Well, it is an 80s movie. You go.
Okay.
Are you going with Back to the Future?
I guess so.
Okay, Back to the Future. Let's go to question number three. What is the longest wall in the world?
The Great Wall of China.
Final answer?
Yes.
Now let's go to question number four. Rachel from Gates, which beer company's tagline is when the mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the Rockies?
Bush?
Is that your favorite beer?
No, but I think that's the right answer.
Okay, we're locking you in for Bush beer. And question number five. Where does the wizard live in The Wizard of Oz?
The Emerald City.
Locking you in for the Emerald City. I love the confidence on that one. All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. Breezy.
What's the tea?
Yeah. All right, let's tally these up. Rachel from Gates, you are looking at a total of 2 out of 5.
Not bad.
We'll take it.
All right, beautiful. Rachel, I'm going to put you on hold real quick. Breezy, get your game face on. Question one, Jim Henson is the creator of what beloved cast of characters?
Henson?
Yeah, Jim Henson.
Cast of characters?
Yeah.
In a show?
Yep.
In
movies. Yeah. The beloved cast of characters we've all grown up with.
Friends? I don't know. Not a clue.
All right. Fair enough. We're going with Friends. Let's go to question number two. Breezy, big movie girl. We actually acted out this film for Moosterpiece Theater. What movie is this famous quote from? Wax on, wax off.
Oh, Mr. Miyagi or Karate Kid, I think. Karate Kid? Yeah, Karate Kid.
Locking you in for Karate Kid. Let's go to question number three. Breezy, what is the longest wall in the world?
The Great Wall of China.
Question number four. Huge beer girl. Loves beer.
Loving it.
Which beer company's tagline is, when the mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the Rockies?
Coors Light.
Breezy, question number five. Where does the wizard live in The Wizard of Oz?
Emerald City.
Is that your final answer?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of confidence. Let's go back to Katie. Or excuse me, let's go back to Rachel. Hey, Rachel, how do you think you did compared to Breezy?
I think I might have lost. I don't know.
You think you told Breezy to be shaking in her boots.
Yeah, I guess I'm not shaking anymore.
I know, but now I'm shaking in mine. I think. I don't know.
Are you wearing boots right now? Or are you in booties?
No.
Let's tally these up. Katie, you got a total.
Her name is Rachel.
I'm so sorry, Rachel.
It's Rachel.
I'm so sorry.
He's like, Rebecca, you did amazing.
In my defense, Katie's been texting in all morning, and that's why I'm confused. Rachel, you got 2 out of 5, and our girl Breezy came through with a total of 4 out of 5.
That's the highest score I've ever gotten.
You did do well.
Let's go over the answers.
We're going to run through the board. Okay, Jim Henson is the creator of what beloved cast of characters? Rachel, you said SpongeBob. Breezy said Friends. The answer is The Muppets.
Question. Right.
Very close.
I love The Muppets.
What movie is the famous quote from? Wax on, wax off. This is an 80s movie. Breezy got that correct. It was Karate Kid. Rachel, you said Back to the Future.
Well, to be fair, we did just act that out, so you might have been confused.
What's the longest wall in longest wall in the world? Yes, Great Wall of China. Beer company. When the mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the Rockies. We love Coors Light. Breezy got that one right. You said Busch Beer, Rachel.
Huge beer girl.
And then, yes.
I'm not a beer girl.
I know, I'm not either. I don't know how I got that.
The Emerald City is where Oz lives. The Wizard of Oz.
What did you say, Rach?
She got it right.
I obviously said the Emerald City.
Okay.
Wicked girl for life.
Rachel.
Hell yeah.
If you've been listening to the show all morning, you know it's Friday and Breezy and I are in a great mood. So don't you worry. We're not going to let you walk away empty handed. But before I let you go, I need you to say, my name is Rachel from Gates and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Rachel from Gates and I can't beat Breezy.
Who's shaking in their boots now, Rachel?
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station.
Hey there, it's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Tune into our show and join me in making some regrettable decisions. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.
What do you do when you desperately need your family's help but no longer trust their judgment? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. Is this really worth the risk, or are you the one overthinking it? Take a listen to this wild message that came in from Sandra from Hilton yesterday, and she writes in, "Hi Moose and Breezy. Thanks for airing my message on your show. I've never been more uncomfortable around a family member's pet. And I honestly don't know what to do. Would love to hear any advice from anyone who's willing to give it. A few months ago, I was at my sister-in-law's house with my two kids. She has two large dogs, one being a pit mix. They've always seemed intense. I tried to ignore it. Then I saw something I can't unsee. Her smaller dog, which was a sweet older spaniel, got into a minor scuffle over food. Within seconds, the pit bull snapped, grabbed it by the neck, wouldn't let go. The other dog jumped in too. And by the time they were pulled off, it was too late. That poor dog died in front of all of us, including my kids.
Oh, my God.
They brushed it off, my sister-in-law. Like, you know, it's just instinct. but I still see the fear on my kids' faces. Now they want to babysit. They want my boys to come play in the backyard. Mm-mm. Like nothing ever happened.
No.
I desperately need the help when it comes to the babysitting and stuff. And they know that. Plus, they've also told me that the dogs have been through a lot more training, so I have nothing to worry about. They think I'm overreacting for being cautious. But after seeing what those dogs are capable of, I don't feel safe. I feel confused. Would you still let your kids go over there? Or am I right? Am I in the right to draw the line before something worse happens? Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
See, I don't know if this is really about the dogs. I think deep down this message has to do with her feeling bad for rejecting family. Like, how do you choose between protecting your kids and keeping the peace with the family? 585-252-9800. Would love to hear from you guys on this. I don't care how much training these dogs have had. I probably wouldn't go back over there.
I wouldn't go back over there.
I mean, how do you...
I wouldn't leave my kids there unsupervised, I'll tell you that much. If you want to hang out and be a family, you can come to our house. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. And she was very quick to say, you know, it's instinct. She brushed it off.
Right. But like...
And yes, she also followed it up with, the dogs have had plenty of training. It's fine. Is it fine, though? Because your kids just watched a dog get mangled in front of them.
Right.
And you're just playing it off.
Which is like, you downplaying that is going to be detrimental to their well-being and growth and memories and all of the things. Because guess what? They're not going to forget that. They're not going to forget that at all. That's going to stick with them for a while.
I know. And now listen, I get it. She needs the help when it comes to babysitting. I think from what she had said in the email too, she's a single mom working two jobs and she can't always get the help. Patricia just weighed in and said, I get it. Family can be messy, but sometimes you got to cut the cord on family if it's toxic or unsafe. If those dogs can hurt a dog, what's to stop them from hurting your child?
Right.
Sorry, no amount of training is going to make me comfortable either. We have a listener by the name of Mark that says anyone who says a dog killing another animal is just natural instinct is flat out lying.
Wild.
Or clueless. That's a major red flag.
Right.
I would be furious and scared, and I wouldn't let my kids near those dogs for a second.
Not for a second. Nope. Mm-mm. No, thank you. I just feel like there's so many people in this world that are pet owners that are become like blinded to their pet's poor behavior because they love their pet. And it's like, it's a danger to everyone.
When they do something like that.
Right.
Good morning, guys. I don't think she's overreacting at all, but I also get the pressure to keep peace with family. Maybe set clear rules. Dogs crated or kenneled during visits, and the kids need to be supervised 100%. So still go over there, but the dogs need to be locked up.
Right.
Most pet owners won't do that.
And you can't trust that that's going to happen with you not being around.
Right.
You just can't.
Not my Rufus. Oh, no. My Rufus isn't going in a crate.
No.
Let's go over to our friend Rachel weighing in. Good morning. Please, in all caps, tell this mom, do not put your kids in danger because you feel guilty about family drama.
Right.
Family help is great. I get that. But your kid's safety is non-negotiable. If they can't respect that, see ya.
I definitely would not let my children back over there, even with me. That is so traumatizing. Not to mention, like, yeah, the whole thing of you being nervous as a parent of leaving your kids there. But, like, you need to think about your children and their trauma and their feelings associated with going back to that house that they saw something so horrific take place.
When it comes to having a big family, I get it. And sometimes you got to pick your battles. But if your gut's screaming at you, I would listen. Have a heart-to-heart with the family. Make it clear on what's off limits. I'm not saying bring them over there again, but definitely explain to them in great detail why they're probably not coming over there anymore.
And honestly, like, I don't know. Lying is never the answer. But I would ham it up a little bit with the family member and be like, no. Like, we're literally in therapy. Like, my child cries about this experience every night.
Yeah, you want to put them back in the same backyard.
Right.
We got an interesting take. This is another angle coming in from a David. Good morning. People are forgetting that dogs are animals. And I get the concern, but honestly, sometimes they snap, sometimes they fight, And yeah, it sucks, but it happens. If the dogs have had training since then, maybe it's time to cut them some slack. You can't wrap your kids in bubble wrap forever.
Yeah, but you can put them in the best situation to succeed. And I don't think being in and around that house is the best situation, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. As a parent, your one goal is to minimize the, you know,
yeah,
your kids dying. Samantha says boundaries are not negotiable when it comes to your kids. If they can't keep those dogs locked up or supervised, like your life depends on it, then they should not be walking back into that backyard. End of story.
Period. No questions asked.
I mean, yeah, and most people here too. We got a ton of texts coming in that's like, yeah, absolutely not. But really, that's the dilemma Sandra is facing. Do I trust them? Do I put my faith in them because they're family? I get it. Something horrible happened, but I also desperately need their help.
No, yeah, because
you're going to have to go in another direction.
Honestly, you saw how they handled the first situation. They swept it under the rug. If that dog comes after your kid, who's to say they're not going to sweep it under the rug again?
Yeah.
You're overreacting like he's literally fine. It's a cut. It's like his literal cheeks hanging off.
Yeah. Andrea says, listen, it sucks to say no to family help when you need it, but maybe it's time to look for other options.
Uh-huh.
Your kids deserve to be safe. If you bring those kids back over there, you're just an irresponsible mother. Sorry, but it's true. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Thank you guys for the text on this one. We got to take a quick break. Some of you say, hell no, keep your kids far away. Others say dogs will be dogs. Terrific. But when it comes to family and kids, yes, it tends to get messy, especially when you feel like people don't take your boundaries seriously.
Correct.
But if your gut's screaming at you to not bring those kids back over to your sister-in-law's, you should probably listen. This is at least my advice. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Is deleting the dating app just after one day considered a red flag? Is it creepy or cute? 585-252-9800. Lauren agreed to come on the show with us this morning. And she says, it's a little cringe for me. People who delete the app after just one date are creeps. Hi, Lauren. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's up?
I went on this date last week with a guy I met on Hinge.
Yes.
And it was fine. It was like, it wasn't bad. It was nothing crazy either. We had drinks. We had some good conversation.
Where was the first date? Where did you guys go?
Half Pint.
A classic.
Is that a typical first date spot for you, Lauren?
Every first date a guy offers is at Half Pint.
Why?
My spot too.
I love the place, but why?
It's fun, but it's like, why is that the only spot?
I don't know. It's
was
convenient.
Was this before or after it got smashed in? I mean, listen, it's a chill spot. It's not a lot of pressure. It's not like a certain way to go there.
I can understand, though, because after you're done with Half Pint, you can pretty much walk anywhere around Park Ave after that.
If you want to.
Right. So what happened?
So the date lasted about 2 hours. And
pretty good.
It was normal first date vibes. It was fun. But then the next morning, he texts me and says, hey, I had fun last night.
Yeah.
I deleted the app. I'm all in if you are. I'm like, wait, what?
I'm all in if you are. Okay, this guy knows what he wants. That's kind of refreshing, yeah?
Absolutely.
How are you making that decision after one date?
Oh, that's really turned you off.
Yes, and this is just a heads up to all men listening. Like, that's not cute when men do that.
Yeah, you're turned off. Listen, I understand at the same time what you're saying. I don't think anybody likes when an individual shows all their cards at once. You want there to be a little bit of cat and mouse.
Leave the animals out of it, for the love of God.
The mountain lion. So, Lauren, what was your response to him after he asked you that?
I told him no. I told him, hey, I prefer to take things slow, and I have no idea after one date if I want to be romantically invested in you or not long term.
Yeah,
right?
No, I get
Which
that.
Which is true.
Right.
And so Anyway, come on,
Lauren, cut it. Like, I feel like you should know, like, if you're vibing with someone after one date. Like, I'm not saying you need to, like, get engaged, but you should have a pretty good consensus on, hey, am I going to see this person again? Do I see this going anywhere? Like, I've known after every single first date whether it was a thing or not.
Well,
every single one.
I understand, Lauren, because even from my personal dating experience, one date is not enough to know, hey, I'm going to go ahead, we're in this together. And I get that. That's a little, it's fast. You want to take your time to really get to know somebody, because I think we can all agree, people have really shown who they are after the first month. You know, everyone's on their best behavior in the beginning. You don't truly know who somebody is.
Of course not. You don't truly know how somebody is until you even meet their friends and see how they act around them.
I want to go over to a couple of people on hold who want to comment on what we're talking about. Hi, PXY, what's your name?
Hey, my name is Anthony.
Anthony, you got a comment on what Lauren's saying?
Is she there? Can she hear me?
Yeah, we're all on together.
We'll patch you through.
Oh, great. So, Lauren, I have a question for you. I want to know what exactly you're looking for. Because it's kind of frustrating for me to listen to this, because, like, it seems like when it comes to dating, women don't want to play games, and then you go out on this date, and you have a really good time,
and
you're turned off that he's ready to date you and only you. Like, he doesn't want to play games. He's doing the right thing.
That's true, too.
Like, I just don't get it. It's like you can't win as a guy these days.
No.
What do you even do?
I rarely ever defend men, but I'm on your side. Like, this is tough.
Listen, there has to be some amount of playing games in the beginning, because there has to be a mystery. I'm not saying that I'm not looking for a long-term relationship, but deleting the app after one date is not sweet. It's a red flag.
No, it's not.
Are you hearing yourself right now? There has to be some amount of playing games at the beginning. Like, what? This is the most, like, psycho thing I've ever heard.
But, like, you're so right, Anthony, because you know what? Any other guy would probably be, like, still bopping around. His thumb would fall off from swiping too hard by, like, the seventh day, and they're like, I just want you to commit. And now it's just, like, not soon enough. It's like, oh, my God.
I can appreciate what you guys are saying, but I guarantee you a majority of the people listening right now, if this happened to them, they would get grossed out by it.
There's nothing to be grossed out about.
I'm just saying, that's the dating scene we're in.
Oh my God, I found someone who wants to commit. Oh my God, let's run in the opposite direction.
Yeah, it might be sad, but nobody wants somebody to show all their cards right away. There needs to be a little bit of mystery, whether you like that or not. That's just how it goes.
Mystery? They're still getting to know each other. The whole thing's a mystery. But he's telling you, I'm exclusively getting to know you.
Well, he's saying, we're all in this. I'm dating you and only you. And that scares you, Lauren?
It's not. It's creepy. It's not scary.
Creepy?
Because, you don't know after one date. Okay, after maybe three or four. But how do you know after one date you don't?
Okay, this is exactly why guys get dragged for playing games with women. But when we don't do that, when we do the right thing, somehow we still get slammed. Like, come on. What do you want, Lauren? You want a guy who ghosts you for 3 days and he keeps swiping on some weird app until he figures it out?
Mm.
Period. Not for nothing, but, like, this is like a man going out to a restaurant and ordering 14 appetizers. It's not normal. But if you go out with a man and he orders one and he's just focused on one and he's really enjoying it, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's pretty basic.
Well,
you look at that man and be like, that man's a slob. You ordered 14 appetizers.
You don't want to try a little bit of everything that restaurant has to offer.
You literally look gluttonous.
A dude who tells you what he wants up front, that is not a red flag, Lauren.
Period.
And I'm telling you what women want. They don't want intensity like this after the first date.
Okay, you're looking for a guy to play cool, and that's what you think this is, intensity.
Your trauma showing, yes. Lauren. It really
is. Too much. It's too much too soon.
It's too much. Let's
calm down.
All right, let's hear what our listeners have to say. 585-252-9800. Whose side are you on? Anthony or our friend Lauren here? Thank you guys both for weighing in this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Happy Friday. Bye. We got a text from Jen that said, if I had a dollar for every guy who said he deleted the app and then matched with my roommate the next day.
Right.
I'd be rich.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's going to probably do what he needs to do. And you being like, it's creepy and weird.
Let's go over to High Peaks Y. Who's this?
Hi, this is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. Go ahead. You're live.
So I just want to give kudos to both people because, yes, after one day, it is kind of sketchy to an extent. However, you should give them another shot without even questioning or thinking about it and going on that second date. Because, yes, they might be throwing all their cards out there. Okay, don't be throwing yourself out there. Let them throw themselves out there to see, one, if there is any red flags, or two, what they can propose and how they can propose it. Mm-hmm. Because maybe this is Mr. Right. Maybe this is the one.
That's the problem with dating today, though, too, right? Is that there's so many options and people are so quick to just go back to the app and start swiping again because one tiny little thing took place.
So he's not a part of the problem. He's a part of the solution. You're part of the problem. And being like, it's too soon.
Correct. Because, I mean, everybody is so stuck in their phones that they can't even look up and see what they really look like. What is that gaze in their eyes? Are they actually having full communication? Are they talking with their hands too much? Do they blink too much? Mm-hmm. Is he too, like, much of a clinger? Does he talk about his mom too much because I'm looking at my phone? Like, those kind of things, you know?
Mannerisms are important.
Communication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Matt. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. That first girl's crazy. We live in a society where every girl is obsessed with Love Island or 90 Day Fiancé or so many quick things. And then this guy wants to commit like, hey, I just want to talk to you, not play games. And she's like, need a mystery. Like, how do guys feel like it's a mystery when we show up to a date and you don't look like anything close to what we were seeing on the app?
Right. That's yeah.
We got to deal with that stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, she's crazy.
Matt, you hit it on the head, buddy.
Breezy, yeah. Respect the love for the men this morning. Appreciate you. Moose, figure out what side you're on, okay?
It's few and far between, Matt, but I'm glad I could provide.
Listen, I actually just started watching Love Island. I got to tell you, it's engaging.
See, you're part of the problem. And you're over here part of the problem. That, Moose.
Hey, let's get that beer soon, huh, buddy?
You got it, brother.
All right, man. Have a great weekend. Thanks. Okay. I don't know who this is. This guy's name's Brett. He just messaged in and he messaged us and said, I'm trying to figure out is if deleting the dating app after one date is creepy, does that mean asking a woman her blood type on the first date is also creepy just in case anything happens?
What? Are you a nurse? What's happening?
And I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
Hey there, it's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Tune in to our show and join me in making some regrettable decisions. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.